done, though I would have tried it without you. Kidam permitted himself a small smile, either at my enthusiasm or at the prospect of adding a little more misery to Mogava's life. After dark, assuming the riots got started, we were going to steal Mogava's food stores. Chapter 68. It started like a well-rehearsed play, where Mogava's characters were desperate to please their audience. The rioting, that is. Uncle Doge and I formed work parties to take advantage. We got into the storage chambers without challenge. 10 old crew and 10 Yuang Bao. We started dragging off sacks of rice and flour, sugar and beans. The riots were nasty from the start. They swamped the whole southern half of Dejigore. Every man Mogaba controlled was out there helping crush the rebellion. And every Jaikuri man and boy seemed to want to get at the Nar, even if they had to exterminate the whole First Legion to reach them. My people went on the alert, established in strong positions, long before nightfall. Likewise the Nguyen Bao, who had no immediate trouble. We ambushed one mob. A shower of missiles from front, sides, and above swiftly changed their minds. Mogaba's men had more problems. They weren't ready. Worse, they were scattered, often in isolated work parties and patrols. For a while, everybody joked and cracked wise and speculated on Mogaba's first words after the fighting ended and he found his cellars plundered. I ran into Bucket my second trip back. Beans, I told him, dropping a huge sack. The change of diet will do us good. It's real bloody out there this time, Murgan. Mogaba has asked for support twice. We told him we couldn't find you. Well, keep on not being able. Unless it looks like we would end up worse off if we didn't help. That's not likely. He has most of the weapons. His men have been throwing people off the wall by the hundreds, just anybody, whether or not they're rebelling, men, women, and children. That's Mogaba's way. What about those fires? There were a few. Whenever there's disorder, somebody starts burning things down. They're burning themselves out. Everything's going fine then. But keep an eye out. I went back to my looting, happy as the proverbial clam. This might be the end of Mogaba as a royal pain in the ass. Uncle Doge caught me in the storage chamber later. Some Taglian soldiers are abandoning their posts for the safety of the citadel. If we continue this raiding, we will get caught. Yeah. If we don't get spotted, Mogaba will blame it on natives who knew about the passageways. This raid was going to cost us our opportunity to spy on any more staff meetings. It was worth it. Would I feel the same way tomorrow, when Mogaba began looking for his stores, when I had a full belly?
There is a small problem standing.